up, people? We are back. Who I got to the left of me, man?
Who we got to the left of? Will, you know what I'm saying? Back in this my day. Boy.
Who I got to this far left, you know what I'm saying?
It's your boy Tony, man. What's up, man?
My boy, I bust your ass in horse
hey, I also bust your ass, though.
Huh? Your
ass?
When?
I didn't?
I got amnesia.
Hey, does Casey have a window?
How you doing?
Huh? Yeah.
What? I don't remember that.
You wasn't even...
You wasn't playing. He was already out.
He
was already out. Anyways, speaking of KJ, who I got right here next to me, man?
Hey, it's your man, KJ, the king, of course. Hey. You know, I be losing sometimes.
We take a little sip once in a while. Who I got next to me, to the right of me?
Hey, it's your boy, Mike, man.
Chase it.
Fuck the words. All right, so let's get right into the nitty gritty. Let's talk about Kat and Joel. That stuff was weak. That joke was weak.
That was cool. Ugh, man.
Hey, you said who got choked out?
Oh, yeah.
Ben Simmons did choke him out.
Though. He didn't choke him out. They're cool. He's doing that to make sure they wouldn't fight.
And he made Kat tap out. And he was like this.
Pose.
He's fighting. I mean, that's what it's called in wrestling.
It is.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. Because in Philly, you know what I'm saying? We got each other's backs. How we getting down? You know, the city of brothers.
They are actually there, cool, you know too, though. He's
it don't matter.
He can't, hey.
He didn't jump on Joel.
Man, it just added
they already had Joel.
Yeah, that's because he was on the floor after Jeff T.
But he jumped on.
Jeff T.
He jumped on Cat, though. He was hitting with that flying elbow.
Jeff T gave him all that smoke, that empty smoke.
Jeff T got that.
I feel like the league needed that. Like, the league be so soft to you.
Bro, what was that? That was nothing.
I mean, it was a little scuff, but, like, you know how.
It wasn't a little scuff. It was down 20. What you fighting for?
Because
what you fight the coach. Fight the coach. Not Joel.
Hey, man, Kat. And then Joel was like, hey, man, you get yourself a few wins. Don't know how to act. Man, Kat just excited, man. You know?
What that man say on Instagram, he said, what did he say? He said something about he was raised by wolves, and the cat did the whole SpongeBob meme about it. Yeah. They were beefing on Instagram. That's hilarious.
He's like, you ain't never missing the playoffs.
Because I think Cat was like, you got to put out the playoffs.
He put the crying.
Oh, dang.
That's what he said. He said, I was raised by lions. Yeah, yeah. I should be bothered by a cat. I said, wow.
I think that was before.
This is all this week. All right.
All of that.
Like I said, Joel undefeated in these beef streets, you know?
Yeah, because now you got to say in the East because they just lost.
They was undefeated before that, though.
Bro, but they just said they first.
They was undefeated before that. And the Suns have been balling. So, I mean, hey.
Oh, we going to get to them later. We going to talk about them.
Like I said, Philly coming out the East. You heard it here first. It's on wax.
Dang, man.
Joel is going to be co-MVP with Dame.
Whoa. He said, wait, what happened?
So, the Cap?
I ain't know LeBron was out the league.
Okay, you know what? You're right. So, okay, it's a three-way race, though, but...
I thought you said, all right, three MVPs, three co-MVPs.
Three separate MVPs?
Right.
Three MVPs.
No, Devin Booker. Nah.
No, you're right, though. LeBron has been on this thing. So Joel and Dame still my front runners, like I said. 10 toes down.
LeBron second.
I feel like he'll be Dame before Joel. Like, between...
I got Joel and Dame.
I got
my wins.
As of right now. Zach Collins just got hurt.
How much Joel putting up?
I can find out for you.
Real quick.
Well, yeah, man, Collins going to be out for 4 months, man.
Four months? What did he do?
Some of the shoulders.
They're saying he's out indefinitely.
Nah, they said four.
So.
It came out today.
ESPN. Stands, the top five scores in the league.
He averaging 23 points. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just had this real quick.
He was averaging what?
23 points.
That's because he got suspended for those two games, so his average dropped.
He got suspended 2 games for that cat shit?
Mm-hmm. They both got suspended 2 games. No, they didn't get suspended for the fight. They got suspended for going back and forth on social media.
They got suspended for going back and forth on social media?
Yeah.
What?
Right, ironically,
not
right.
The fighting, but the social media? What type of soft shit?
I thought the league was gonna suspend them for like 20 games or something, but I thought five.
Why did they suspend them
at all? Because
it's going back and forth.
So
that's right.
So hello? What are we doing?
I don't know. The NBA is kind of soft with us social media stuff.
Hey, he's shooting 36% from three. I'm still not jumping at that.
Who?
Joel.
That's one of his most deadly moves. It's the pump fake. Is it pump fake?
I thought
you were
going to say it's 3 points.
Yes, his pump fake is not the shot that'll go up.
No, he can. He can flag that thing.
Why people would jump at that?
Ask your boy. Ask your boy John Collins. Dunk City. Dunk City. That's your boy, actually.
Not my boy.
Yeah.
Not my boy.
He hit him with that pump fake. He hit him with that spin and dunk. Come on, man.
I ain't see that. I ain't see it. I ain't see it.
Who's that?
Trust the process.
Do that when he come to LA.
Oh, got real quiet after that.
AD who? AD who? AD who?
AD playing.
AD who?
He said AD who?
He playing. AD is everything.
Bro,
that
Dwight Howard Joel's coming up. He going.
Well, you gonna get his 5 fouls?
That was a soft ass.
I expect him to say that. That's not even. What is that?
Like,
bro, that's
how
he gonna get that back.
He gonna foul out. Joel gonna put up 46. You heard
if
it
he
here.
Foul out, he gonna
well,
Jabril has
been balling.
Jabril gonna foul out too. You,
I'm like,
he
yeah.
be getting the
I'm
dumbest
like,
fouls.
He
Jabril,
yeah.
the
got
dumbest
to go through, bro. Like he
and who the guard?
Dwight's
oh Dwight Howard.
Yeah. I was like Dwight's playing the center the whole season. Up
he's pretty really decent too.
Yeah, because yeah. Anthony Davis said he'll probably
and DeMarcus Cousins coming back too.
Wait, what?
When?
Y'all ain't
I never heard this.
Yeah, they said that he...
Cite your sources.
It's still a chance of coming
sources.
Back this season.
Cite your sources.
Yeah, I'm sorry, KJ, but you're probably going to have to cite
this. Yeah, cite it. No, cite it.
Yeah.
Pull up the article.
I didn't see that one. I'll pull it up.
He should just sit the season out.
I think he should.
Totally
I think he
like,
should.
I don't know, KJ. I'm not seeing nothing.
You didn't see
that?
Uh-oh,
Cole.
What's up? Let me see.
He should just yeah, sit this one out and just like rest.
He should. I think he
not
should.
Not ruled out possibility of returning?
Yeah.
That's on CBS.
It's on
ESPN
too.
It is indeed on ESPN.
It's on
Bleacher
Report
too.
ESPN as well. So, hey.
Okay.
All right. Hey, man.
All
right. Don't be questioning my the credit. Laker doesn't says this. Me. I don't see a doctor.
Oh.
I didn't say it came from a doctor. That's what I'm saying. I am also saying it didn't come from a doctor.
I'm saying that I heard that.
Somebody, I'm going to the hospital myself.
Hey, someone get a quote from the doctor, bro.
Please.
Nah.
Please. I need a prescription.
Look it up on WebMD.
Right. Facts.
Defensively, that big man, bro. I think they lead the league in defense.
Who, the Lakers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Joel, yeah. Give me.
Joel, like I said, 46, 18, and 8. You heard it here first.
You said 8 what?
8 points.
I said 46 first.
46 minutes.
That's trash.
Some
overtime.
He's open playing trash.
That's some overtime, huh?
Right, I was also saying he was winning overtime. Joel Embiid and Joel Embiid playing all the
KCP for MVP.
Y'all heard it here first.
You said, who? Speak up, Mike.
Who?
Speak up.
You just got
that shit.
The contagious.
Yeah, you
can leave. Will
Pope? You can leave.
All right, so head out.
He's been getting a whole bunch of cardio.
Bro, someone said, throw him back in jail. I said, bro, they need to relax.
He was
he can only play home
that.
Games. He can only play home games.
So who has surprised you guys, yo? This season so far?
Dwight.
Wait, players or teams?
I was saying teams, but if y'all want to talk about players.
I thought we were going to talk about players live.
Okay,
that's the teams.
Yeah.
Bro, we got to talk about them first, man. The Suns. They on a 3-game winning streak, man. Is this real? That's the real question.
We don't know
yet.
They
beat good teams. Facts. Like the 76ers.
They beat the Clippers.
They beat the Clippers.
Damn. I don't know.
Without Kawhi and without Embiid, though.
What? You said what's up?
Without Kawhi for the Clippers and without Embiid for the 76ers.
A W is a W.
No, that's Kawhi true. Wasn't.
They beat the
no,
Warriors.
No, he wasn't.
Kawhi was there, bro. No, that was the second game of the season.
I thought Kawhi, they had a
Kawhi. I can find out what's
no,
Kawhi. No, tell you ain't got to do it.
They played the
Kawhi
Lakers.
Was definitely playing.
Yeah. They played the
he
Lakers.
He had 27 points.
It's the third game. Yeah. I watched the game.
Tanner says
I
agree with
you. We both saw the
game. I watched
game.
The game. He wasn't there. Like, what?
Now let's look at what the Suns had. Devin Booker 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kelly Oubre been balling out.
Kelly Oubre, hey, I've been talking about
Kelly
that for
no,
years. I've been telling you about
Kelly.
Kelly
be on everybody's nuts though.
I've been telling you about
that. Doesn't really count.
I know Kelly been balling for man. He
yes.
needed that time.
Bro, he needed to leave Washington. Yeah. That's all it was.
Where's your where's Jamal Crawford?
Is he nowhere.
Free
no, he's a free agent.
He's sitting
at home.
Yeah. Bro, that's crazy. Somebody to pick
him.
Him,
JR, Melo.
Okay, why was bringing up?
Is DeAndre Ayton starter?
DeAndre is suspended for 25 games.
Oh snap! My bad.
They've been flagging threes though. I don't know when they started shooting so good though.
They're saying that they were saying that since they got Javon Carter and Ricky Rubio, the spacing on the floor has been better because they've been passing the ball more. And Aaron Baines has been shooting a lot of threes too. Surprisingly, his numbers are really crazy right now.
Carter's really good, man.
Yeah. Javon Carter.
Yeah. And Tyler Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Too. Yeah, coming off the bench, yeah.
I hate that.
Hey.
That's a shot.
I see a three on the Grizzlies, man.
Khalil Dukes? Yeah.
I don't know about this Aaron Baines. Anyways, we got to talk about the Kevin. What's up?
I think they have a chance. I think they could sustain the way they're playing now. I think they have a chance to, you know,
make some noise.
For the season.
Oh.
It's too many teams in the West to say that now. But I think they could do good.
I remember the Memphis Grizzlies was number one last season.
Yeah,
damn, man. Look where that went. So I'm going to ask y'all just real swift. Like, is the Suns better than the Mavericks?
I personally
do not think so.
Dennis Smith.
He's
on the Knicks.
He's
on the Knicks now.
Oh,
yeah,
trade.
Watch
this season.
Watch basketball.
He
Expose him. We got his one coming. Cal. Dennis Smith. Oh, the Knicks?
You just got one win. He's like an old anime and NBA.
What you been watching?
Battle rap. WNBA. What you been watching?
WNBA offseason.
He watched last season highlights.
Are they better than the Timberwolves?
Of course.
I think so. Because the Timberwolves have been doing pretty good, too. They 4-2. Let me look at their past few games just to make sure. I don't know.
Cat heard what I said. He heard what I said. Been saying.
Well, I don't know because they beat the Wizards. They beat the Heat. That's pretty good.
Man, if Cat and Embiid switch places, they'd probably be the same place.
No. No. Timberwolves making playoffs.
Because he doesn't have that tenacity that Joel had.
Timberwolves making playoffs.
But still, when it wins.
Philly going to be like 5-6 seed.
You said Philly going to be 5-6?
If they switch places.
Oh, he's talking about this season in general. Oh, no. What? I'm not talking about these.
Timberwolves would be like 7 or 8 if they switch places.
You think so?
Because Tib, no, I think he would know how to work Joel. Like, not overworking, but working enough to, like maximize.
I mean, I feel like Philly would still make the playoffs with Cat.
Yeah, I said like 5 or 6 seed.
Yeah. Especially since they're in the East.
Yeah, Cat gotta show me a whole season of this if he wants me to be a fan again. And you heard it here first, Cat.
Talk about you heard it here. He gonna come on the show.
I'll slap him.
Damn him up.
Hey, Cat. Hey, listen.
I'll call DeMarcus.
Nah, Andrew.
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 You know what I can make it.
Joy, you want to come on?
So they beat the Hornets. They beat the Wizards.
Okay, yeah.
They beat the Nets on that game. Remember, because Kyrie didn't miss. And they beat the Miami Heat. So
I'm not buying it.
That Kyrie.
And the only two losses they have is to the Bucks and the 76ers, which is actually two good teams.
I'm not buying it.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying they're good so far. The Dallas Mavericks have been doing pretty good so far too. So
Luka and KP is busy.
They've been nuts.
1-2
That's
plus.
So
crazy.
Deadly. They fourth right. They tied with Timberwolves. You know, we got to talk about the Spurs, you know.
Hell yeah.
4-2.
You already know.
They ain't believing us.
And we were going to really talk about this soon. We got to talk about the Heat, bro.
We got to stay in the West, man.
We got to talk about the Heat, bro.
Wait, in the West. We are in the West.
I thought we were talking about
it. It's four of us, though.
Go ahead, bro.
So, we got to talk about this Rocket shit.
They gave up 148 to the Wizards.
To the Wizards.
But did they win, though?
By one point.
Who cares?
KJ, you
all
are,
that matters.
Wait,
you are in denial.
KJ, think
KJ,
about this.
You are in denial, bro.
James Harden
sucks.
James, I know how to sound, but I'm agreeing with Tony.
And you are in denial. That team sucks.
That's right.
Wait a second.
Let's see how this works.
I feel like they'll get together eventually,
but just right now, they're just looking weird.
158 to the Wizards?
That's a lot of fucking points.
And they won by 1 point.
That's a lot of points.
It's early in the season.
And it wasn't even overtime, was it?
I blame P.J. Tucker.
I blame P.J. Tucker.
I don't think it was even overtime.
P.J. Tucker?
Yeah, it's P.J. Tucker.
Why?
Because
he's not big enough to be a power forward. They had somebody. I don't care.
What?
How tall is Draymond Green? 6'6"?
Wait.
Okay.
If you
that's the only player that's
never been a problem before.
That's the only thing they can't get.
So
what about Clint Capella?
No. Well, he's been playing
when
trash.
When he goes out.
He's been playing trash.
When he's out, PJ's your center.
So I guess.
But he's been doing this for the past like 3 seasons. He's been doing this for the past like 3 seasons.
He plays center. He's
looking like a child.
Yeah, bro.
I did not know.
Who's that? Yoshi then? Yoshi?
Yoshi?
Who the point guard?
They ain't getting minutes like that.
So I guess this is not going to point to James Harden or Russ, huh?
James been balling.
James has been balling. He's leading. It's been efficient.
But y'all didn't say shit about James, about Russell.
Wait, has it been efficient though?
I mean,
we can find out.
What?
We can find out.
Hey, Quan.
If I take 100 shots, I'm about to put up 50 points.
But that's obvious.
That's all I said.
I said,
but he's going to get that regardless.
So James Harden is leading the
league. Oh, what?
So he's not going to get that regardless.
Get with the points?
Yeah.
So he'd rather have 50 in the loss than 20 in the win.
Didn't he win?
Yes.
He doing no. everything he can.
Didn't they just win?
We're not saying the same thing about him winning.
They just lost. They just lost. What do you mean? The Heat?
Oh, right. Oh, we were talking about something else.
46-9?
Yeah. They're probably at the wrong person's side. They look at Russ.
Hey, man. They partied that night. Did y'all not hear about that?
They must party every night.
I was just about to say the same They party every night then.
It was off the Henny,
bro. Like, kind of strange. He said off the Henny.
And off to the Nets.
That irking jerk, man.
What's wrong with the Nets?
They could have won that. I was watching. They could have won that game.
They really could have.
And then Russ.
Irking jerk.
At the end. I'm not gonna blame it all on Russ, but they had chances to win. Russ would have hit those shots.
Right.
But Russ is not a shooter, so they lost.
Russ is averaging 25 from 3.
He thought he won.
Dumbass.
Wait, you stupid.
46. He averaging 21 from 21 points. He said. He averaging 21 points.
He said, come in my house. Close the door on his face.
He averaging 21-9.
Hey.
He averaging 66 from free throw, fam.
Like, 66?
That's my point.
And 25 from three.
How much points he averaging?
21.
Can I have the floor, fellas? Can I have the floor, fellas? My point guard would never. That's directly to you, KJ.
My point guard would never.
Would you like to look? I got 2 point guards.
Who, Benson?
I got 2 point guards.
Oh. Damn it.
Hey, all your favorite
players. The one that's closest to him in size.
He's switching him.
You said what?
All your favorite players gonna lose to Brian anyway.
Yeah, all right. So that's a Kawhi.
Hey, man.
Kawhi? Who is it? No, I'm playing Kawhi.
So that's an Anthony Davis shoulder.
Kawhi's the best player in the NBA right now.
Yeah, you need to slow down, brother.
Is he not?
It's definitely LeBron James.
How is it LeBron?
Have you not seen him?
They number one in the West.
And?
Have you not seen him play?
Did you see that game against the Mavericks?
Have you seen that game winner? Over Luka?
Who hit the game winner?
Wait. That wasn't the game winner. They were up 4.
Dude, it was
a game winner. Who hit the deal?
Exactly. They were up 4 in like a minute. That's not a game winner, though.
That's not a game winner.
That's a clutch shot.
But that's not a game winner.
Clutch shot. Clutch shot.
What do you mean? He could have missed that shot.
Exactly.
That could have came back.
Exactly.
If and
so that's not a clutch shot?
No.
How isn't it?
Wait, how's it a game winner? Wait, how's it a game winner?
I'm not saying it's a game winner. I'm saying it's a clutch shot.
But he's saying it's not a clutch shot at all.
That is definitely a clutch shot.
It's a possibility.
Okay. No, I was just saying it wasn't a game winner. I'm saying.
I messed up. But he said it's not a clutch.
Okay, no, shut up. Because you said
that
all weekend.
I messed up.
I see you all weekend.
He
said
that
all weekend. He was saying that all weekend.
It's clutch.
Now back to you, KJ. It's not clutch.
All right, no.
Yeah, how?
You're drunk.
Yeah, bro. If you told me that.
What's in that Gatorade? What's in that Gatorade?
So,
they were down and he hit a 3 before it went to overtime.
Before
yes. It went to overtime. Yeah, he hit a 3.
That shot's clutch.
Yeah. Danny Green.
Danny Green hit the time.
Oh, Danny Green clutch.
No. He hit a 3 before Danny Green, though.
Okay.
So if
you're up, that's not clutch.
How isn't it?
Because that's just sealing the deal. That's what you're supposed to do.
If you seal the deal, isn't that
but
clutch?
But that's a 3. He took a 3. He didn't have
to. But you just said it sealed the deal, right?
No.
You just said it sealed the deal.
It's on recording.
We can record it later.
So
tell me, what's LeBron's three point percentage right now?
Are you changing the argument?
No, I'm asking the question. Is that a question?
Is that Skip?
Yeah, that's one.
Is that Skip?
Oh, Skip Bayless.
What's the question? I asked the question.
I asked, is that a clutch shot?
I said no from the jump.
But you said it's a deal.
If it was up by 4 points, he hit a 3, they're up by 7, right?
So how does that make it a clutch shot if they're up by 4 points?
I thought he was up by like 2 or 3. Yeah.
If you was up by 1 point, if you was up by 2 points, or if you was up by 3 points, and you if you tie it or you make it even closer, that's clutch. But if you're already up by 4 points, how is that a clutch?
Man, I thought they got them up 2 points. Yeah, I thought they were up by one.
Oh, when he hit the three.
Wait, when he hit three?
We were saying on the pretense that they were already up by
one. They were.
And then he took a three and now they're up by seven.
They were.
Oh, I thought they were up by one.
No, he hit a three and then up by four. Oh, they were on the same page. They weren't on the same page.
Fuck you, y'all.
Okay, so I apologize then. Hey, that's a different story then. I'm like, wait a minute. Don't worry,
and
they up by one.
I thought they got up.
Okay, all right.
And I saw
that's a different story.
Tony.
I saw it, Tony.
Is it Tony?
Fix your hairline first. Lose a fan base.
Why are you so
close to lose a fan base.
Who's that fan base, baby?
Put a bra on, man.
Did you take a shower, nigga?
Yes, I did, actually, bitch.
Can't smell it.
Oh, you gonna talk shit. When you got your ass going all day today. That boy got
couldn't play any defense.
You gonna let this man camp?
Time out.
Where was your ankles? Because I'm sure Brandon took them.
Who?
Brandon didn't take your ankles?
We dropped the names, too? Oh, my God. We dropped the names.
The fans. Why
you snitching, bro?
Hey, you're snitching. You just made your ankles on the ground. How many games did you win, Tony? One. How many games did you win?
One.
No.
He said no.
You lost.
Well, like, I wish Philly would play like every time.
They ain't having a main piece.
Any other teams in the West that you like talk about that's overachieving? I got some underachievers.
Underachievers for sure.
I got the Pelicans, Michael.
The who?
Hey.
Michael. They've won one game.
No, you know who I think is underachieving for real? The Kings. They started the season 0-5. Now they're 2-5.
It's just really tough in the West, bro.
I know,
it's
but so you.
Wait, they played 10 games?
No, they played seven. I said they're 0-5 and they just won 2.
And they just won 2 straight.
You just said 2-5.
Did you guys expect the Nuggets to be better at this point?
They're 4-2.
They're in a what?
I was expecting them to, like, come back.
Bro, it's only been 8 games.
Because they lost a game they wasn't supposed to lose. I know that. I don't remember who it was.
And it's a 4-way tie with the same exact record. So in the best case scenario, they what 4. So, and the teams above them only have one more win than them. So it's just the West. You
know? Jamal Murray though, he's been talking like he a superstar.
He's talking spicy.
He been talking heavy.
He got paid. I'm like, you not that good, dog. You ain't that good, bro.
He was looking rough. He ain't been shaved. You know, he ain't cut the fro off. He acting strange.
How Utah doing?
They 4-3. Yeah. They got the same record as Nuggets. They got the same record as Houston.
I thought they would have did better, especially with Mike Conley on their team.
No, they usually do like this at the beginning. Them and the Heat, they usually do bad at the beginning, but the Heat
of course.
But the Jazz usually do bad at the beginning. I still think they'll make the playoffs. Now Portland.
They lost.
Now Dame's averaging 31 points. Right?
Yeah, talk that talk. Talk that
but
talk.
But you lost to the Warriors without Clay, Steph, or Draymond.
We didn't have that.
Or D'Lo, right?
Talking about we didn't have Zach.
Let's talk about the teams y'all lost. Y'all lost to Memphis. One of your new teams lost to Memphis, bro.
That's not my
Memphis
new team.
Memphis has
I'm
one game.
They I have one team.
They've won
I'm not
one
you.
Game.
We have multiple teams.
One game.
I have one team. I'm a Celtics fan. He's a Spurs fan.
Oh, get the fuck
you're
out of
you're a Blazers and a 76ers fan.
Talk about Kyrie every day.
Oh, Pacers fan still?
Pacers and Spurs.
Okay.
You talk about Kyrie every day. What
bro,
you mean?
I
you
have
said
to.
What that man did.
I have to.
He had 50 then points and a loss.
Nah, you talk about him every day. I have to.
I have to.
Is that?
I'm so glad this is on.
They said, I have to. Why do you have to?
Because they always talk about it.
Exactly.
I know
these
guys talk about him.
Hey, man. Hey, KJ. Hey, I see you. Hey, man. I see you.
I even mentioned Derrick Rose. Talk about him every other day.
That's different. Derrick Rose is a boy.
That's your dick?
That's a legend, bro. Wait. You gotta cool out with that, bro. Come on now.
Hey, bro.
Because I don't ever talk about how you talk about Ben Simmons, bro. You be sucking that nigga off.
When?
You say he's the best point guard all the time. You be talking big shit.
When?
And we can go back to anybody.
No, 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 look at me.
We can go back to anybody. We can go back to anybody. Ben Simmons put them in a headlock, made them zap out. Boy,
wasn't that today? Didn't I say that today?
No. How about one time? You talk about Ben every time we talk about the podcast.
But he's actually winning.
What am I saying?
Bro,
what am I saying?
Oh, Tony!
Look,
you saw me win. You saw me win.
Please, man.
You saw me win. You saw me win. You saw me win.
Why would he count on you to help?
Don't say. Don't say. You saw me win when I said something about Derrick Rose.
It's more like 2-0, man. Hey, man.
God, I need examples about the Derrick Rose thing, man, or the Kyrie thing. You have. You got no examples either. Pull out the Carfax, please.
The fans listen to the podcast.
So Brandon Ingram's man.
All in.
You could have said anybody. But you gonna say Brandon?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, that boy ball in.
He's averaging 25. His 3-point percentage is pretty decent, man.
What about Lonzo?
48.
What about Lonzo?
Hey, they ain't just get hurt.
Who?
Lonzo? He had cramps. He had cramps.
Cramps. Judging with Brandon, he just had blood collapse.
Wait. You talking about Brandon Ingram or you talking about Lonzo?
Yeah, you just said 48 from three?
No. Yeah, he's shooting 48 from three. Brandon Ingram's been cooking, bro.
How come they losing?
I don't know.
They're the Pelicans.
Oh, they ain't got Zion, so. Whoa. Hey, you told us last.
A rookie?
Hey, you guys remember last time you said that would be the scapeout if they don't make the playoffs is because Zion's hurt.
Whether he's playing or not.
Whoever he is.
Yeah, it's not the team they've been facing either because they just lost to the Thunder.
Dang.
But the Thunder aren't terrible. I know.
The Thunder are actually kind of decent.
They don't look
horrible.
Shai Gilgeous is doing his thing.
He's averaging like, 22?
22.
Shai Gilgeous has been killing
him. No thanks.
And Darius Baisley?
No, that boy's a bucket.
And it's showing actually, they haven't been some pretty good teams because they lost to the Raptors. They lost to the Mavericks. They lost to Houston. They lost to the Warriors. They lost to the fucking Warriors. They lost to the Nuggets. And they lost to the Nets. And all these are double digits. Besides Houston.
This is the first.
Wait, Houston didn't beat them by double digits?
They beat them by six.
He said solid.
Bro, Booker was cooking, bro.
Trae Young's shooting 50% from three right now.
Is he still out?
I say he's going to be out for like some weeks.
Dang.
Well, he ain't going to listen.
Right. Now we can talk about the
Miami.
Got to talk about that boy, Kendrick Nunn. Kendrick Nunn.
Mike don't want to talk about Kendrick Nunn.
Somebody get blocked? Somebody get blocked?
Let's talk, Mike. What happened?
State your piece.
Never seen you act like this before.
Did you even do anything?
I don't even remember tweeting him, bro.
Honestly, I'm going to be real with you.
I went to
a Master Pro Am a couple times this past summer, and I met the man. He seemed like cool people. I don't know what you did to get blocked, bro. Kendrick Nunn, he was at the Master Pro-Am. He was like solo dolo. I asked him, I was like, man, you just signed that contract with Miami. He was like, yeah. I was like, so why are you out here by yourself? He was like,
why are you asking him all these questions?
Because.
I'm going to do something to
him. I wouldn't want none of your damn business.
No, this is what he said. He's like, I wish someone would try me. I was like, oh,
man. Michael, all right. Back him.
I was like, whoa.
He's like, back
him. He's talking to you.
What you mean?
Nah, but he was cool people. He was like going around shaking people's hands. Kids were asking for autographs.
Like, he go.
He's like, nah. Get over here.
Jalen Tucker.
Like in the blood in the room? Walking the
corner with his brother. Jalen Thornton Tucker, he was there. A bunch of other people that got assigned.
Yeah.
They were all up
there. Tyler Hero, bro. That man.
Burn
him. Apparently he's leading right now for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Kendrick Nunn should be, man.
Bam? I ain't know Bam was averaging double figures.
Bam is
a bucket, fam.
He is.
Bam's a bucket. That's when all that Hassan shit started happening because they brought in Bam.
Justice Winslow, too. He's been going crazy.
Jimmy.
Well,
Jimmy, obviously.
Magruder. Robert Magruder. He's been good.
Myers Leonard. I'm glad that he's getting a bucket.
So they what?
They need to play my man Deion, bro.
I thought they're going to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Bro, he's
still... He got active. He was supposed to be active to play against the Heat. And then, or not
against the Heat?
Against the Rockets. My bad. Against the Rockets. And they still didn't play him, bro. They didn't play him.
No wonder he didn't play
him. They didn't play him a single minute, bro.
They didn't get rid of him.
Bro, yeah.
Yeah, we got rid of the fact that you was talking about how Tyler Hero better than Deion Waiters.
He is, though.
I said that, too, but he is, though.
How?
This man is a rookie. He's a menace, bro.
It is. He's played six games.
Wait, he said look at the minutes?
No, I said he just needs the minutes.
Oh, I said look at the minutes. I'm like,
I'm talking about right now.
But Deion was gone. They had suspended him for like what?
The first game. Two games, I think.
Yeah. I'm talking about overall players.
I mean, yeah.
Tyler. I'm going with Tyler still.
There's no way. He's only played six games.
Bro.
It's impossible.
I guarantee you during this season alone.
I'm talking about right now.
I'm telling you this right now. Listen, hear me out. Right now he's been balling.
Cavs, Deion, bro, like.
Are we talking about Cassidy Zone or are we talking about right now?
We talking about
okay,
overall.
Are we talking about overall?
Yes, what okay. the fuck? Okay. I just told
listen,
that.
Listen, if we're talking about overall, by the end of the season, he'll have better stats than
how are we? How are we going to talk about right now if you just say at the end of the season?
End of the season.
Look, just know this, bro. Tyler Hero,
what the fuck better are you talking about?
Than Deion Waiters.
Right now?
Yes.
How? You're not telling me how.
He's playing. He actually gets minutes and he's balling
out. Wait. Is this the only argument?
I mean, what else do I gotta argue about?
Basically, we gotta wait to the end of the season for Tyler.
Exactly.
What do you mean exactly?
But for, as of right now, for overall, it's Deion.
There's no way.
How?
Because Tyler Herro
haven't seen Deion play. We haven't seen Deion play a single game.
We played Tyler Herro play six games. We're talking about overall.
Wait. Your only argument is legit that Tyler Herro is better because he's playing right now. That's your only
he's
argument.
Playing and getting
that's your that only score. Argument. Though.
Yes. Yeah.
So okay. He wouldn't have the same production if
no.
So okay.
No.
I got you.
No.
The Bucks, man, yeah. So.
Giannis is averaging 27 points right now.
What is he shooting from three? I know he ain't blocking. He be shooting that thing.
17?
17% from three, bro.
What is he shooting free throw?
What's the standings right now, Quan?
They four.
60.
Because the Heat is first, the 76ers are second, the Celtics are third.
No, my power forward was never.
Seven assists per game, one steal per game, one block per game, and... Where's his rebounds? Oh, 11. No, wait. 14 rebounds per game.
My power forward, never.
Obviously.
What, average 14 rebounds?
Who? Al Horford?
Shoot that poorly. He's a center. Oh, no, he's a power
forward. Yeah. Center.
A center.
A center.
Hey, the Raptors is tough.
Hey, man.
I had no faith. I ain't going to lie to you. I had zero faith.
It's still early.
Just let Kyle Lowry loose, man. Let him do his
thing. Nobody want him.
I'm about to real.
No, I'm saying, let him play.
I'm about to see.
They got Fred.
I'm gonna see real quick how many points is Pascal averaging?
Fred got that contract. He's like, all right, I'm ready to work.
Mm-hmm. He said, hold my child.
Yeah.
He averaged 26 points.
Fred?
That's pretty decent. No, hell no, Pascal.
How much is Fred averaging?
I think he's
averaging.
I can find out.
I think he's averaging in the 20s.
I was like, all right, Fred.
Bro, he cannot shoot in 2K. That's a different story. He has an 8-3, but his release is so
it is weird.
Ass in it's 2K.
Really weird.
I cannot get down with it. Y'all said Fred, right?
Yeah.
Hold on, I just click on this up. Give you 1 second. Because he had 13 and 11 assists the last game. He's averaging 16 points. And 7 assists.
Can we talk about Kyrie for a second?
Sure.
Irving?
Yeah, because I'm kind of confused.
Ain't that your MVP?
Yeah, it was. Well, since
it was
one over. If you hear me out, it was actually Steph was supposed to be my MVP.
Okay,
since he's got hurt, it's gonna most likely be.
It's not too late.
No, it's definitely. I think it's over for the Warriors. So that whole cap.
Oh, I bet on that.
I owe you zingers with.
Tony owe you zingers too.
I do.
How does he owe you zingers?
Cause we bet on the. Bucks, I mean,
the Celtics,
first,
yep.
And they got their ass wiped out.
You owe him two things.
We bet on one, I think. What did we bet on two?
We bet on one.
Yeah.
And I said the Lakers weren't making the playoffs. Huh. So.
And they number one. So.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's still early. It's still
AJ,
early.
AJ, look like some tickets coming wheels away.
Thunder.
Coming out, bro.
The Thunder. Hey, the Spurs and the Thunder can kick them out, man.
Now, here's where it starts getting a little strange. Because then you have the Hornets at six, the Pacers at seven. Who were actually 15th, and now they're 7th, and now the Nets are at 8th.
The Hornets are
interesting. They 3-3. I don't understand how. But the Pacers, then it's the Nets, and then the Hawks. The Hawks was balling for a minute. Then obviously Trae Young got hurt, unfortunately, because they was balling.
Yeah,
they were doing pretty decent.
They have a decent team, bro.
They're on a 3-game losing streak.
Cam Reddish and them, it's pretty decent, but
Cam Reddish just caught a butt. He just caught a body in the last game, bro.
What'd he do?
He dunked. Somebody, he put somebody in the, I don't remember who, he put somebody in the fucking basket, something nasty.
But yeah, they hold, like, set up for their offense, but, like, everybody fed off him.
Yeah, now they on a 3-game losing streak. Then it's the Pistons and the Mavs and everybody else.
How's Boston doing?
They third. They right above the Bucks. They 4-1. I did not think, they on a 4-game winning streak. I did not expect that.
That's not terrible.
That's not bad, man.
So Kemba works with that system?
I guess so.
Who did they win against?
Thank you, Will. I was literally about to do that. So right now they blowing out the Cavs, obviously. They played the Cavs, the Knicks. They played the Knicks twice.
Oh, no wonder.
They barely beat the Knicks. They beat the Bucks. They beat the Raptors. They lost to the 76ers.
They played the Cavs a lot, bro.
Weak-ass team.
Hell yeah. They played the Hornets next, and then they played the Spurs. You already know the Spurs.
They got a nice schedule, man.
You want to bet on that?
They should have never won.
I don't like betting, Tony. You don't pay people.
He don't. I have I'm not good, to get my zingers.
I was just listening tonight.
Hey, hostess.
What do you mean? That was October 23rd. What do you mean that just happened?
Hey, hostess. We're looking for sponsors.
Right.
Hey, we love zingers, hostess. Right.
All types of them. For the most part,
I did not expect the Nets to be decent this year. I thought that it was a foregone conclusion that they weren't making the playoffs.
But did you have Kyrie as MVP though?
Yeah, but at that point, they made playoffs last year. I thought he was just going to get a bunch of buckets.
It's literally the same team. What?
Hold up. I thought he was just going to get a bunch of buckets, but at some point, I was just expecting them to make more. Like,
well, I can look up his points. So I can look up his averages real quick. See what he looking like. I think DeAndre Jordan, he's been kind of balling too.
Fam, I didn't even see him when I watched the Nets play the Rockets the other day. I didn't even see him on the floor.
He averaging 33 points. No, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the minutes. He averaging 31 points.
31 points.
31 points. 31 points. 7 assists and 6 rebounds.
Whoa! DeAndre Jordan is averaging 31 points?
No, Kyrie Irving.
I'm like.
Oh, my bad. I should have specified that. Yeah, I was like, I'm about to look up his averages. Yeah, he averaged 31 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds.
Like, the big DeAndre Jordan?
If you want his stats, I can look them up, but.
Nah.
That's wild.
But yeah. What?
They caught the foul on Jay Crowder.
On Jay Crowder?
And he hit him. Yeah. And he hit him.
And they ejected him.
And they ejected him? Mm-hmm. What? He hit him.
Because he got mad.
Ooh. That's why I just can't like really respect him. It's hard, bro.
He said, I just cannot get jiggy with this.
It'd be so many dirty players. He'd be crying too much. I think he's talented, though, but it's just like all the extra stuff.
Yeah, they'd be giving him anything on the fouls.
Like anything. Mm-hmm.
Is there any teams?
Wow.
Because obviously, I don't think the Hornets are going to stay here. I feel like
there's a lot of teams I feel like that are up there right now that are going to get knocked down in the West and the East. Like,
well, in the East?
Well, in the East, who? There's not too many besides, like, the Hornets. And who would you even really replace them with?
Well, if Trae Young come back, Sean the Hawks, probably.
Yeah. Because it's the East. Though.
And then I thought Andre Drummond was balling, but I guess
he is.
You know what I just found out, bro? Blake Griffin is hurt. He is. I just found this out days ago.
That's why what
I
went
in. I did not know that.
What now?
I think it's a knee again. Look it up.
Yeah, he's been out the entire season.
Andre Drummond is averaging like a double double. Like he is averaging.
But he always averages 22.
He's averaging 22 and 18 or something like that. Crazy.
He said he's close to coming back. That's literally all it says. Close to coming back. Let me see. He has a torn meniscus. I didn't even know that.
That's what
he says. He has a torn meniscus. He has a torn meniscus and he pulled his hamstring.
No, that was D-Rose. D-Rose is out.
No, Griffin played D-Rose through a torn meniscus last season and pulled a hamstring.
D-Rose pulled his hamstring too.
When D-Rose?
Y'all did it? Yeah. When did he pull a hamstring?
He didn't play today.
Damn.
Damn.
I was like, wow.
He's looking
weird. They got all the hurt people.
Reggie Jackson not back from his injury either.
I didn't know he was hurt either.
He's been out the whole season.
Heard that name in a second.
Whole time.
They haven't had a single healthy starting lineup.
Blake Griffin, fam, bro.
All that money he got, bro. That sucks, yo.
How you not?
He just needs to retire, bro. Let's just keep.
I don't know,
because I was telling them, KJ, he has a torn hamstring and he tore his meniscus.
He's
put a fork in it. Get him out of here.
That's sad, bro.
And everybody else is everybody else. The Knicks are trash, but we kind of expected that. They've had one win.
You know who's really good on the Knicks though? RJ Barrett's really good.
RJ Barrett. He's really been balling, bro. I had high hopes, man. I feel like he's gonna be a bucket.
Now, one person I'm really disappointed in is Cam Reddish. That boy is kind of butt.
Yeah.
He's kind of.
But I didn't have him at the same level I had like RJ or Zion. I mean, he caught a body the other day.
He did.
I'm curious how Ja's doing. Is he doing all
right? He's balling.
They just trash.
They're just so garbage.
They have one win, but he is balling.
Bro, you seen that 26 last game? You seen that dunk he tried to do the other day? Mm-hmm. He cocked it back, and then he fell on his like his leg, and his knee went backwards.
Ooh.
They made it into a meme. I was like, wow, that's wild.
Hey, they fucked up.
Yeah.
The Lakers just beat them by 30. And Houston just beat them. That's how you know.
Dame just pulled up on the park.
Who did they win against? Oh, the Nets. Right. The Nets. Because he hit that game winner, right?
Everybody.
Hey, Pascal was cooking.
Hey, shut up.
Everybody
get lucky.
Yeah, 30? I didn't even know that.
Everybody get lucky. You know what I'm saying?
Brooklyn becomes a championship team the second KD.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
I would hope so.
That's funny. Oh, you said a championship team.
Yeah.
And I won the championship, but okay. Cool.
Says who? Mark Kennedy. They have all the pieces right now.
He didn't win before he went to Golden State. He didn't win before he went to Golden State, though.
He won in OKC.
But he won in Golden State.
Not won.
I said before he went to Golden State.
That doesn't matter.
He won games.
He
was still putting up 30.
But if he's a difference maker, that's what I'm saying. He's not. That doesn't mean he's.
I swear to God, somebody about to be like, "Well, in 2012, I'm like, no, we are not doing that. No,
they lost.
No.
What happened in 2017?
I think it's 2012. I'm just saying. Things don't listen, man. Don't listen.
That's my line.
I mean, when he was on that 73-18. Okay.
Did they win a chip? And was he finals MVP?
Dropping
35. I mean, if I had a stacked team, I could win too, but yeah.
I'm sure you could. Did you?
I'm not in the NBA.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had the aspirations,
I'm
sir.
Neither, man. I'm sorry.
I had the aspirations, man.
Yeah, I did too.
We all have the aspirations.
We all did.
We all have the aspirations.
We can all shoot.
So we gotta.
Yeah, they still gotta fight. I think even when KD comes back, they still gotta fight to get out the East.
Trae Young might
like two teams.
Hey, they said Trae Young might make a return this Saturday against the
sources
right here.
Right here.
Hawks.
Oh, Fox.
Twitter.
Hawks.
Oh,
the Atlanta Hawks.
Fox.
No, I said Hawks. I said the Atlanta Hawks. Said
no. Family Guy. Fox or Glenn Beck. Fox.
They said, bro, that's going to be, if he comes back on the Spurs and go crazy, that'd be crazy. I want to see that.
Yeah, that would be crazy. But you don't want to see that. Kawhi has the highest PR this season. So
look at his averages.
We want that back, bro.
He's averaging, Kawhi's averaging 29, 5, and 7.
Bro, did you see him torch the Spurs, bro? You just gonna do this
to him? I didn't even watch that game because
I watched the highlight. It was on Halloween, bro.
Because of emotions, man. I couldn't watch.
He ripped the ball right out of his hands and dunked on him. He looked just like how you once did.
Yeah. And then the Rosen's hair. Bro,
I've seen his hair. He looking fucked up.
It looks weird.
He looking messed up.
But he's putting
look at that.
Jordan Poole has been balling.
Jordan Poole, get that.
Hey, play that next game when. Oh, that's right. Never mind.
Did you guys win though?
What?
Did they win though?
You said we got a better record? What did you say?
We got a better record?
I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, bro, we got to put it out for the record, you know. The Warriors 2-5, fuck the Warriors.
Yeah.
I love to see it, man.
Everybody's hurt, though.
So, I love to see it.
Fuck the Warriors.
They were talking that shit, man.
It was.
They were talking that shit.
Everybody was doubting them, though.
When?
Like, beginning of the season, once they lost everybody, they was like, the Warriors.
It was ass.
They don't have a chance.
Well, because everyone's hurt. What you mean?
They didn't have a chance before Steph got hurt.
Right.
People just
got to
step up, KJ,
right? Let's look. They lost to the Hornets, the Suns, the Thunder. They lost to the Thunder by 30.
And I'm not a Warriors apologist. I'm just like, if they hurt, what can we say, though?
Fuck them. That's what can we say. Fuck them. That's what we can say. Man, I love to see it, man.
I don't. I want to see.
I hate that why I said
that. I mean, obviously, I hope the speedy recovery. Just fuck the words out.
That's not what you said. I'm kidding. No,
fuck
you
good. Nah, I'm fucking speedy.
Bogus, bro.
Break the other hand. Nah, I'm joking.
That's what we ended. Relax.
They shouldn't have talked that shit. They should have stepped up Kawhi's foot. That's all I'm saying.
Zaza.
I was Zaza.
Super fast.
Hey, what team was Zaza on?
Uh-huh.
Who made KD play?
Bob Myers.
Bro, did y'all see that KD interview?
I don't know, bro. I feel like I didn't want to see it, bro.
With Steve Van? That was a good interview.
I feel like he was going to be super soft in it. I ain't want to watch it.
What did he say? What did you like about it?
I didn't see it.
No, I'm saying
he's like, just his whole demeanor. He's like, yeah, no. He tried. Okay, we all know KD, bro.
Right?
He get peer pressure into everything. And he's trying to act like, nah, like, this was my decision to do this and that.
Of course it was.
We all know, bro, damn well.
My thing is this.
Everybody was in your ear.
He was like two days earlier, he was on a podcast called The Knuckleheads with.
We know.
And he said the reason he left was one of the biggest reasons he left the Warriors is because of that fight that him and Draymond had.
Yeah.
But you were talking.
But earlier before that, he said that it didn't play a factor in his decision.
He said it wasn't a big factor.
But now he is saying it's a big factor.
He said it was an explicit.
He read Nigga.
No, bro. Now he's saying it's a
huge factor.
That was a
huge factor. Over time, stuff might have changed.
Bro, but I'm saying, like,
after it happened, though.
But, like, what Will's trying to say is, like, how.
No, don't do that.
How is KD? How is KD?
So you guys are on the same thing.
So y'all are on the same thing. No!
How is KD?
I hear similar arguments.
How is KD gonna be like, you know, this is not the reason I left, and this is, you know, I've made my own decision. Obviously, a lot of things played into your decision, bro. Just own up to it.
It's a whole bunch of stuff.
Exactly, but he's just making it seem like, oh, I just made this decision. I'm gonna go here.
He did just make the decision, though, right?
And really, too, though, he already has his two rings. So I mean,
if you want to call him, man,
he got him though. Like,
oh, you took it. You taking them away now? Well, I mean, they don't count.
Because can't nobody say he ain't got it no more, so.
And you can't say he wasn't clutching those games.
Yeah.
Look what I was playing. He played against one player.
You still got to be clutch. That one player was going.
What do you mean?
Bro, that pull up on LeBron was cold, bro.
MC, leave us somewhere else. Name four players on that Cavs scene that's not named LeBron James.
Bro, J.R. Smith,
Tristan
Thompson.
Okay, yeah.
Motherfucker, give me two more. George Hill?
Yeah, he was there. Give me one more.
He's
there.
Give me one more.
Dump me one. Rodney Hood, what we got?
Jordan Clarkson?
No, not Rodney Hood. Jordan Clarkson?
Yeah, because Rodney had got Chase.
Okay, so you named me four players. Name four players in the Warriors, not named KD.
Clay, Steph.
Iggy, Sean Livingston.
Boogie.
What's the dude's name that went to the Lakers?
Quinn Cook.
I don't think Quinn Cook was a clutch shot though.
Was it not a clutch shot? It's all my question.
So his team was better.
Oh, yeah, he sure was.
I mean, the team was better, but that's...
So how is it not going to win the series? That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying, though, that's still LeBron.
When was it ever a question?
They might lose. They got LeBron.
How many times has Steph let you down in the finals?
Several.
So without KD doing what he did, there's a high.
Oh wait, in the finals play. I'm sorry, in the finals play. A couple.
Yeah. So are we not saying that on that premise that there's a possibility that they still could have effed up because Steph was on his BS and not doing what he's supposed to do?
Okay.
Obviously, KD was a huge element in them winning those chips.
My counterpoint to that is, didn't they win before KD got there?
They won once, and
wasn't Steph there?
Said barely. Remember, you guys
wasn't
like,
Steph there?
No, but. What he was, but what's his name was hurt though.
Who?
Kyrie was hurt, uh-huh.
And
Kevin Love.
So I'm not a part of this argument, but I believe his question was, did they win? And you said yes. So isn't that
they won?
Wait. So
are y'all talking out?
So the same thing applies, right? I'm just saying the same thing applies.
KD
beat
Cleveland,
right? KD beat Cleveland. Yeah, and LeBron, right?
Just
no, because LeBron was on Cleveland, so...
That's like 40 points.
Whose fault is that? They lost.
KJ.
Did they win or did they lose?
The main thing I'm saying is...
I'm just curious. Did they win or did they lose?
The main thing I'm saying is, how would they not win? They played a decimated Cavs team.
Isn't that the same argument that I just made?
With what?
Because they was decimated.
No, because they still won.
The Cavs wasn't a bad team.
Wait, tell me. They still won, though.
They were decimated. The Cavs
they were.
So they
and
Cavs,
they won.
Which Cavs team?
It's not the
When they lost.
When they lost.
Which time?
But that's my point.
not the vote, but which
you,
time?
You making my point
so
for me.
So 2015, yeah, you're saying,
because they were hurt, that Cavs team was
terrible. They weren't terrible.
The Cavs lost in 2015.
You put any star
LeBron
that's not LeBron on
that
team.
Look, the fact that
if you put LeBron on, if it wasn't LeBron on that team, bro, That team would literally. LeBron hit like two game winners that
was those playoffs. But no, no, that's the same exact thing though.
That's my point. It's LeBron.
But no, that when they won in 2015, right. It's playing a decimated Cavs team, right? When KD got there, it's been a decimated Cavs team, is what I'm saying.
But they barely won in 2015.
They won, right? Ain't that your thing?
But then they lost pieces and got KD. So they got better only
what
by adding
important
the best
pieces
players.
Did they lose? What important pieces did they lose?
Bench. They lost the whole game.
What important piece?
Who? DeAndre Barbosa.
Oh, he could retire.
That man was a bucket.
And then he retired.
No, he's
okay
not
then.
Kidding.
And then he retired.
He said okay then. He said okay then.
What are we talking
Who
about?
Else?
We're saying that
you can give away your whole bench if I get KD.
Bruh, I'm still saying in 2015, with a decimated team, they had issues. They still weren't a perfect
Who
team.
Who won that
the
year?
The Cavs or the Warriors?
Who won that
they
year?
The Warriors. But like you just said, the they were decimated. Like you just said. The Cavs were decimated,
okay.
Just like you just said.
So you're putting an asterisk next to that win.
You did.
No, I'm asking you.
You did. Remember?
I said they won.
Yeah, but you said.
Isn't that the same thing when KD got there?
You said barely.
No, I said they won.
I thought you said barely. Because multiple times when we
When we first started this, you said that they barely won. I think that you said that we said that they barely won.
But we didn't even go there before, though.
We didn't even go there. I'm just saying is they was the Cavs were decimated in 2015, right?
Right.
Warriors won. I'm saying it's the same thing when KD got there. The Cavs were still decimated. So it's like,
but
of course it's going to
win. And Kevin Love.
The first year, Kyrie? I mean,
the first year that KD was there, they had Kevin Love and Kyrie.
Which team was better?
Obviously.
They played them three times, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But who was better that year?
That year?
I mean, which team was better? I'm sorry.
As a team, I think, didn't Cleveland have a better record?
Okay, don't do that. Don't do that, KJ.
Whose fault is that?
The Warriors is better.
They were the better team.
You said
team,
what?
But who was the better, like.
That's what I
said. Wait, but did he just ask who's the better team?
All right, so the Warriors were the better team.
So
what are we talking about?
And then the third time they played,
right?
Who was the better team?
It was to the point where they were saying that Cavs team was just trash.
They were.
Didn't that Cavs team get swept
that last?
No, they won.
I'm talking about that final Cavs team, like the one
with Kyrie.
With no, I'm talking about the one that we were talking about earlier with JR. With JR, did that dumb shit.
They won one game.
Now they got swept.
No, they got swept.
They got swept.
Oh yeah.
So that team was good.
So that team was good, huh? So it was KD who did that, right?
No, I'm saying look. It was a decimated team. I'm trying to make the same argument.
So it was KD who put him over the edge, right?
No, because KD wasn't there, they still don't win. Because it would have been 2015 again.
KD a different person, bro. Like, KD
I agree
with
that. The Warriors still would
have won. But I'm saying it would have been 2015
Without
again. Because it's the same thing.
They going against Jordan Clarkson?
You got J.R. Smith and George Hill versus Steph and Klay. Like it's the same thing as what I'm trying to say.
Isn't that team better than what he had in 2015 with Kyrie and them hurt?
No.
You don't think so?
What, that Cavs team?
Yeah, in 2018.
With Jordan Clarkson?
With Jordan Clarkson?
I'm saying without Kyrie and Kevin Love.
Yes.
So you had Matthew Dellavedova starting that point
guard.
That team was way better.
I'm sorry, KJ. That team was way better.
I want to.
That Cavs team got swept, KJ.
Right. And they,
they won two games
they
though.
They lost though.
But they got swept.
But
the differential of the points was ridiculous. And that other
A loss is a loss. They got the boom out on them.
They won two
games.
That's
just disrespectful.
That's the year that they didn't have Kyrie or that Kyrie was traded.
No, Kyrie was hurt.
All right, so we're talking about 2015.
Kyrie was hurt.
He broke it. He was there for game one, right? And then
he broke
his kneecap.
Yeah,
he broke his kneecap.
So the starting lineup for that 2015 was what? It was Matthew Dellavedova, JR.
I couldn't tell you.
LeBron.
Tristan Thompson.
Tristan.
Oh, was Richard.
And Timofey Mozgov.
In 2018, it was your point guard with George Hill, Clarkson, LeBron.
JR, and
Tristan. And Tristan. So that team is beating the 2015 team?
No.
Why? Because of Matthew Dellavedova?
Because their team is just, it's not even the fact that 2015 team is so good, it's just the fact that 2018 team is so bad.
But they was killing everybody in the East, eh?
In the East?
That's not in a good
the
argument
East.
Point, bro.
And they still have trouble throughout the season.
They almost lost in the first round to the Pacers.
They didn't, though.
They went to seven. And then they got swept.
They got swept.
I don't think LeBron
went
to game.
But that's up against a different team.
That's up against KD, bro. And the Warriors.
So the Warriors are supposed to win.
But the Warriors would have won without KD.
I don't know exactly. If that's true, bro.
They already did it.
I just 2015. We trying to understand what y'all trying to say.
2015. What?
That was a difference.
The point is that KD was.
Oh, did he win MVP? I mean, yeah, MVP.
Steph was going crazy. Yeah, yeah.
He was better that
nine
year.
Nine in the finals.
Nine in the finals. Dead silence.
Nine in the finals.
Wow. How'd they get there though? You know it, and I know it, KJ.
Is there anything else you brothers would like to bring up?
I'm good.
I got something I gotta bring up.
Now. Let me know, bro.
Fuck the Warriors. Oh, well. All right, guys. It's been Capping with the Crew. It's been a wonderful time. It's been your MC Quan. You know, I'm gonna go vice versa. To the right of me, I got
Mike.
I've never heard anybody call you that. But right next to him, I got
K Captain J.
Man, you tripping on this Cavs Warriors shit. I like how I was like, hey, we ain't finna talk about this Cavs Warriors shit. Then I got involved with the, because you was tripping, man. I had to get in there, man. I had to clock in real quick.
That's a bad man.
I had to get my lunch pail real quick. Right next to him, man, I got
your boy, Tony.
Yeah, my boy.
Hey, don't get hammed up out here in these streets, y'all.
Please.
And stop losing that horse, Tony.
Didn't you lose too? Didn't you get crossed off?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Here we go. And right next to me, we have
the champ. The cannon.
I said he got the footage.
Oh, no? No. Captain!
One last captain.
Hey, this is up though. Quan did get his ankles tilted.
KJ?
Because I was the only person that was guarding him. Tony was scared to guard him.
Oh, you serious?
Tony was scared to guard him.
This man was not guarding him.
Neither of y'all was guarding him.
They never tell the full story.
And I won that horse three times. Brandon. Against you.
Brandon? The one that...
why are you talking names? All right, guys. We'll see you guys later.
Why don't you mind your business?
Anytime, folks.
Yeah.